Something no one could have imagined, expected, dreamt of, or hoped for emerged and derailed humanity's mission. It somehow decided to sneak in and shift the affairs of men. The shift you are about to discover here led to a nightmare of a significant proportion and the death of millions, without an iota of remorse or intent to end what they started. Let's look at the footprint of evil and whatever history remains to help us understand the root of the dilemma faced by fellow members of the human family worldwide. And no one cares to help. Why was an empire formed to destroy a people? Why was a specific group of people targeted? Some say it is because of who they are. Another group described it as because they were the bearers of the original code, the blueprint of the image of God, the one ordained by God to produce and populate the earth. Whatever the reason, what they were forced to experience defies logic and is nothing short of evil. Before the Roman Empire asserted its ungodly dominance, there were sporadic, deadly jealousy and sibling rivalry among the children of men. The world was not entirely free of uncomfortable situations or inequalities. There were so many kingdoms, and rivalry among them was not unexpected. Their disagreements always end in an unjustifiable, nonsensical war. In the end, they always try to make life as difficult as possible for those marked as chosen or favored. When that died down a little, another kind of war started. It included everything done in the past, plus more, authorized by those anyone in trouble could have run to for help. In 27 BCE, the Roman Empire began when Octavian received the title Augustus, which he eventually used to become the first emperor of Rome. Augustus later transitioned Rome from a republic to an autocratic empire. I want you to be mindful that the empire had nothing to do with religion, and there was no known divine connection. That same Roman Empire, under the rule of a Roman governor named Pontius Pilate, ruled Rome and extended its reach to include Italy, Spain, North Africa, Portugal, East Africa, now known as the Middle East, and part of the area now regarded as the United Kingdom. East Africa was not known as the Middle East until 1902. It was always known as East Africa. That same Roman Empire assumed responsibility for delivering judgment and sentencing Christ to death on the cross. If you are not a student of theology, please pay close attention to the unbelievable changes hidden within the Roman Empire, which was a secular organization with no known connection to God and no divine authority to exist as a religious organization. This is the same Roman Empire that could not identify Christ among his disciples because of who he is, an ontological black man, and had to pay 30 silver coins to Judas in order to give up Christ. This marks the beginning of paying for many things, including the forgiveness of sins and the atonement for people's present and future sins. This practice was made popular by their protege, the Roman Catholic Church.